Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Argue about it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, TK and Terry back on the Fan. It is time as we get ready for week number 5 around the NFL. It's the Ian Rappaport Report. Ian's appearance brought to you by Kia and by Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. You know, Ian, there's a lot of stuff with Brady. Real life overlapping into his professional life, which is obviously messy for everybody involved, and it stinks, but... You know, do you get the impression that there's even the slightest of chances that Brady walks away? I know I've asked you that before, but it's getting more and more, I don't know, heightened, I think, the crisis, that he walks away at some point this season?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Brady would do that. I don't think it's there. It being basically the entire situation, I don't think that's where things are. And I don't think Brady would do that. But, you know, so as you guys know, like, I really don't, sort of cover if Tom Brady is getting divorced, as Page Six alleges, I probably would not cover that.
Yeah.
What I would cover is how it affects things on the field. And obviously that's sort of the biggest question when it comes to sports life is like, is it affecting him on the field? And I just don't see it yet. And I'm not sure we ever will because one, his receivers have been banged up. Two, he's 45. And so we have been conditioned by Brady to expect him to literally never fall off, but at some point he will, and I wonder if this is the year, regardless of off the field stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, you're a reporter, and you're one of the best out there, and you're not going to really dive into salacious reports or things that's not what you do, and I respect that. But I am curious: has anybody? God, I don't know how you position this one delicately. Has anybody asked Tom Brady about that photo with AB and Giselle? Has anybody asked him?
No one has asked him because he has not done a media availability since it came out. And, you know, AB is a jerk. I mean, he's really just a jerk. So I don't even know what he meant by that because, like, as far as I can tell, Brady treated him really, really well, welcomed him into his house. I mean, all the things you would imagine until it became untenable and then basically the team was done and Brady was done. You know, so I don't know what he meant by that. My guess is he probably heard rumors and decided to just continue to be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Brady talks to the media either tomorrow. I think he'll talk to the media tomorrow, either today or tomorrow. My guess is someone will ask him. And my guess is he's going to say, I will leave my private life private and that will be it.
Yeah. Do you think it's out of bounds for somebody to ask him about that? I don't, even if he doesn't answer,
no,
but I think you almost have to.
I mean, you know, there's a national newspaper or like a, you know, a real newspaper that has reported something significant in his private life that could go into his on-field life. It's out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, Tom, there was a report at Page Six, they've hired divorce lawyers. Would you like to comment? I don't think that's going to get anybody in reported jail or anything.
Yeah. Okay. No, even though he might not talk to you for the rest of the year, but that is what it is.
Well, but Brady also, you know, he's been doing this for 20 years. Like, this is not his first rodeo. He's been asked about all of the things. So I don't think he'll be surprised by that.
No, he won't be at all. He'll be prepared because he's got a team that helped prepare him. Another quarterback, different reasons that he's been in the news as of late, is Tua Tagovailoa. This really isn't about Tua. We know he's not going to play, and he's got a severe concussion. But going into the last week, all of the broadcast teams had meetings called about the change in protocol. Do we know where they stand in the change, but also into the investigation into Tua and the UNCs that obviously are on the sideline to evaluate concussions?
Yeah, so a couple things there. First of all, they're still talking, NFL, NFLPA are still talking. They've reached a basic agreement on where the concussion protocol is going to go, which is basically to any player who has a, you know, gross motor instability like Tua had, which is, you know, stumbling, fall down, whatever, you'll probably be taken off the field. That will probably be the change. It's not that simple because both the NFL and the NFLPA have panels that finalize these things. There's a head, neck, and spine committee is the NFL's. The NFLPA has one as well. So it all has to be finalized to make sure there are no unintended consequences that could come today or it could come tomorrow. As far as Tua goes, then the other question is, you know, what happens to the UNCs? And they have to be trained under the new protocol. So I think what everybody would like is to have it today. But I don't know if that's going to be the reality of the situation.
Okay. Got it. So we're talking to Ian Rappaport. He joins us every week here on the Fantiki and Tierney Show. Listen, we are very territorial. We love our team. Sometimes we overstate what we have, but we always have an opinion. So I'm going to remove myself from it and Tiki and all the other conjecture and opinions from the fans. Just in terms of what you have seen, what some of your colleagues think, people who grade this stuff out, is it premature to say that Joe Douglas had himself an absolutely transformational draft this past season?
I mean, that's what it's looking like. I was reading Daniel Jeremiah, who works for us, who's great, and he did his top 25 draft prospects that are playing, like 25, top 25 rookies, former draft prospects. Okay? And they checked like three of them, and they could have had four. I mean, Sauce Gardner looks really good. Breece Hall looks really good. Jermaine Johnson looks pretty good.
Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wilson has definitely had his moments, you know. This is what you hope. And the reason why you stockpile all these picks is to turn them into the guys who you build your foundation on. And any sort of dynasty or any team that wins a lot has a couple draft classes where you're like, this is the block of guys to get it done. And I think that was the hope. Everybody thought Joe Douglas killed it coming out of the draft. Trading back in was great. They almost traded back in for a third time or a second time. You know, it's all about Zach Wilson because none of this matters without him. But the early returns on the draft cuts are looking incredible.
The other team in New York, Ian, is the Giants. They're heading over to London, and their injury report is massive. I mean, it's 14 players on the injury report. I think seven of those did not practice. A lot of them won't even travel. Fielding a team on a short week is hard. Fielding a team on a short week in London is so difficult. How are the Giants managing this?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty. I was talking to a Giants person yesterday, and I'm like, hey, well, you know, checking on an injury, which one? Basically all injured. And I was like, you know what? You really are. But this is, you know, this is what it's like, and this is why, you know, this is how you sort of determine how good a team can be is like, this is a lot of injuries. There's a lot of nagging stuff. You don't know who's going to be in the lineup. You know, Landon Collins signs today, and there is a real chance he plays on Sunday. And, like, how ready do you get him?
Yeah.
You know, how do you function? Like, this is sort of, you know, why you make the big bucks, I guess. I think the Giants got a shot mainly because I think they're going to run the ball 30 times. And we saw last week the Packers struggle to stop it. It's actually not a great matchup for the Packers if you look at it. So I think the Giants got a shot.
All right, man. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy tonight's game. Week 5 is already here, so it's moving quickly. Ian Rappaport, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Take care.
Be good, Ian.
All right, Ian's report brought to you by Kia and by Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. You know, I think the Giants have a rough time this weekend. I do. I think the Jets and the Dolphins, such much more of a coin flip kind of game. I mean, if the Giants somehow win this game, you know, as I mean, much as we're impressed.
Wasn't wrong.
What's that?
He wasn't wrong. They have a really good defense. Good offense, obviously, as well. The Packers are not scoring points, but they put up yards. They are 22nd, so bottom third of the league against the run. And so maybe with Daniel Jones banged up, that is harder for the Giants to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Giants are going to win, it's bleeding clock, making them putting the Packers in pressure situations where their young receiving core, unproven, they got it. They have to make the play, like Watson. You have to make the catch. Like if they can do that, then the Giants have a chance to win. But they got to score, obviously, against the Packers. Because Aaron Rodgers, you know, is going to find ways to get points on the board.
You would think so. You know, the other thing, then, is benefits the Jets possibly the next week here. We talk about getting ready on a short week or getting ready for a trip to London when you have players decimated like the Giants obviously do. But on the back end, the Jets are in Lambeau the following week, and now the Packers at the rally from the London trip.
That's right. And they chose, right?
You have the option of doing the bye or not. They punted
they
on the bye.
They chose not to have the bye post London week.
They probably said, you're going to give us the Jets now. We don't need to take a bye.
Yeah.
Although the Jets are better than they thought.
If the Jets play like complete football this week and Zach keeps playing the way he is,
mm-hmm.
the Packers might come back to lament that. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. Right? I hear you. You think there's a real carryover from London?
Oh, definitely.
Even though you're at home?
Definitely. I mean, you've traveled before, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you've been to London, but you go to London and it's an easier trip back because you're gaining time. It's like flying to the West Coast. You're gaining time.
Yep.
But your body is just like all out of whack.
Even for 2 or 3 days?
By the way, this is if you just go over and chill. You're going over to play a football game, you get beat up,
yeah.
you know, and going to get run against. I mean, it's subtle and it's minor. It doesn't really mean anything, mm-hmm. but maybe it does.
Okay. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We got you till 2. Craig and Evan at that point. And I want to get back to these calls. The story of the day, is Buck tempting fate? Is Buck touching the loot? Got an eye on the Dodgers. You haven't even seen a pitch yet against the Padres. We're here until 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!